Silo 18. 32. Lucas sensed something was wrong before he slotted the headphones into the jack. The red lights above the servers throbbed red, but it was the wrong time of day. The calls from Silo 1 came like clockwork. This call had come in the middle of dinner. The buzzing and flashing lights had moved to his office and then to the hallway. Sims, the old security chief, had tracked Lucas down in the break room to let him know someone was getting in touch, and Lucas's first thought was that their mysterious benefactor had a warning for them. Or maybe he was calling to thank them for finally stopping with the digging. There was a click in his headset as the connection was made. The lights overhead stopped their infernal blinking. "Hello?" he said, catching his breath. "Who is this?" Someone different. The voice was the same, but the words were wrong. Why wouldn't this person know who he was? "This is Lucas. Lucas Kyle. Who is this? Let me speak to the head of your silo." Lucas stood up straight. "I am the head of the silo. Silo 18 of World Order Operation 50. Who am I speaking to?" "You're speaking to the man who dreamed up that world order. Now get me the head. I have here a Bernard Holland." Lucas nearly blurted out that Bernard was dead. Everyone knew Bernard was dead. It was a fact of life. He had watched him burn rather than go out to clean. Watched him burn rather than allow himself to be saved. But this man didn't know that. And the complexities of life on the other end of that line, that infallible line, caused the room to wobble. The gods weren't omnipotent, or they didn't sup around the same table. Or the one who called himself Donald was more rogue than even Lucas had believed he might be. Or, as Juliet would claim if she were there, these people were fucking with him. "Bernard is, he is indisposed at the moment." There was a pause. Lucas could feel the sweat bead up on his forehead and neck, the heat of the servers and the conversation getting to him. "How long before he's back?" "I'm not sure. I can, try to get him for you?" His voice lilted at the end of what shouldn't have been a question. 15 minutes, the voice said. "After that, things are going to go very badly for you and everyone over there. Very badly. 15 minutes. The line clicked dead before Lucas could object or argue for more time. 15 minutes. The room continued to wobble. He needed Jules. He would need someone to pretend to be Bernard. Maybe Nelson. And what had this man meant when he said he had dreamed up the world order? That wasn't possible. Lucas hurried to the ladder and raced down. He grabbed the portable radio from the charging rack and scrambled back up the ladder. He would call Juliet on his way to tracking down Nelson. A different voice would win him some time until he could sort this out. In a way, this was a call he'd always expected, someone wanting to know what in the hell was going on in their silo. But it had never come. He had expected it, and now it took him by surprise. "Jules?" He reached the top of the ladder and tried the radio. What if she didn't answer? 15 minutes. And then what? How bad could they really make it for them in the silo? The other voice, Donald, had tossed around dire and vacuous warnings from time to time. But this felt different. He tried Juliet again. His heart shouldn't be pounding so. He opened the server room door and raced down the hall. "Can I call you back?" Jules asked, the radio in his palm crackling with her voice. "I've got a nightmare down here. 5 minutes?" Lucas was breathing hard. He dodged around Sims in the hallway, who spun to watch him go. Nelson would be in the suit lab. Lucas squeezed the transmit button. "Actually, I could use some help right now. Are you still on your way down?" "No, I'm here. Just left the kids with my dad. I'm heading to Walker's to get a battery. Are you running? You're not coming down here, are you?" Deep breaths. "No, I'm looking for Nelson. Someone called, said they need to speak to Bernard, that there would be trouble for us otherwise. Jules, I've got a bad feeling about this." He rounded the bend and saw that the door to the suit lab was open. Strips of seal tape fluttered around the jamb. "Calm down," Juliet told him. "Take it easy. Who did you say called? And why are you looking for Nelson?" "I was going to have him talk to this guy, pretend he's Bernard, at least to buy us some time. I don't know who's calling. It sounds like the same guy, but it's not." "What did he say?" "He said to get Bernard. Said he was the one who dreamed up Operation 50. "Damn it, Nelson's not here." Lucas glanced around the workbenches and tool cabinets. He remembered passing Sims. The old security chief had clearance to the server room. Lucas left the suit lab and rushed back down the hall. "Lucas, you aren't making any sense. I know. Hey, I'll call you back. I need to catch Sims. He jogged down the hallway. Offices flew past, most of them empty, workers who had transferred out of IT or those at dinner. He spotted Sims turning a corner toward the security station. Sims! The security chief peered back around the corner, stepped into the hall, and studied Lucas as he ran at him. Lucas wondered how many minutes had passed, how strict this man was going to be. I need your help, he said. He pointed to the server room door, which stood at the junction of the two halls. Sims turned and studied the door with him. Yeah? Lucas entered his code and pushed the door open. Inside, the lights were back to throbbing red. No way it had been 15 minutes already. I need a huge favor, he told Sims. Look, it's complicated, but I need you to talk to someone for me. I need you to pretend to be Bernard. You know him well enough, right? Sims pulled up. Pretend to be who? Lucas turned and grabbed the larger man's arm, urged him along. No time to explain. I just need you to answer this guy's questions. It's like a drill. Just be Bernard. Tell yourself that you're Bernard. Act angry or something, and get off the line as quickly as you can. In fact, say as little as possible. Who am I talking to? I'll explain afterward. I just need you to get through this. Fool this guy. He guided Sims to the open server and handed him the headphones. Sims studied them as though he'd never seen a pair. Just put those over your ears, Lucas said. I'm going to plug you in. It's like a radio. Remember, you are Bernard. Try to sound like him, okay? Just be him. Sims nodded. His cheeks were red, a bead of sweat running down his brow. He looked 10 years younger and nervous as hell. Here you go. Lucas slotted the cord into the jack, thinking that Sims was probably even better for this than Nelson. This would buy them some time till he could figure out what was going on. He watched as Sims flinched. Must have heard a greeting in the headphones. Hello? He asked. Confident, Lucas hissed. The radio in his hand crackled with Juliet's voice, and he turned down the volume, didn't want it overheard. He would have to call her back. Yes, this is Bernard. Sims talked through his nose, high and tight. It sounded more like a man doing a woman's voice than a fair approximation of the former silo head. This is Bernard, Sims said again, more insistently. He turned to Lucas and pleaded with his eyes, looked absolutely helpless. Lucas waved his hand in a small circle. Sims nodded as he listened to something, then pulled the headset off. Okay, Lucas hissed. Sims held the headset out to Lucas. He wants to speak to you. I'm sorry. He knows it isn't him. Lucas groaned. He tucked the radio under his arm, Juliet's voice tiny and distant, and pulled on the headset, slick with sweat. Hello? You shouldn't have done that. Bernard is... I couldn't reach him. He's dead. Was it an accident or was he murdered? What's going on over there? Who's in charge? We've got no feeds over here. I'm in charge, Lucas said. He was painfully aware that Sims was studying him. Everything is just fine over here. I can have Bernard call you. You've been talking with someone over here. Lucas didn't respond. What did he tell you? Lucas glanced at the wooden chair and the pile of books. Sims followed his gaze, and his eyes widened at the sight of so much paper. We've been talking about population reports, Lucas said. We put down an uprising. Yes, Bernard was injured during the fighting. I have a machine here that tells me when you're lying. Lucas felt faint. It seemed impossible, but he believed the man. He turned around and collapsed into the chair. Sims studied him warily. His security chief could tell that things weren't right. We're doing the best we can, Lucas said. Everything's in order over here. I'm Bernard's shadow. I passed the right, I know. But I think you've been poisoned. I'm very sorry, son, but this is something I should have done a long time ago. It's for the good of everyone. I truly am sorry. And then, cryptically and softly, almost as if to someone else, the voice uttered the words, Shut them down. Wait, Lucas said. He turned to Sims, and now they looked helplessly at one another. Let me... Before he could finish, there was a hissing sound above him. Lucas glanced up to find a white cloud billowing down from the vents, an expanding mist. He remembered exhaust fumes like this from long ago, back when he was locked inside the server room and the people in mechanical tried to divert gas to choke him out. He remembered the feeling that he was going to suffocate inside that room. But this fog was different. It was thick and sinister. Lucas pulled his undershirt over his mouth and yelled for Sims to come with him. They both dashed through the server room, dodging between the tall black machines, avoiding the cloud where they could. They got to the door that led out to IT, which Lucas figured was airtight. The red light on the panel blinked happily. Lucas didn't remember locking the door. Holding his breath, he punched in his code and waited for the light to turn green. It didn't. He punched it in again, concentrating, feeling lightheaded from not enough air, and the keypad buzzed and blinked at him with its red and solitary eye. Lucas turned to Sims to complain and saw the large man peering down at his palms. His hands were covered in blood. Blood was pouring from Sims's nose.